Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. This is Deborah speaking. It's Saturday. It's the weekend edition, and I jumped on surprisingly to me and on this Saturday night, so I'm glad to be here. And I just want to say thank you. If you do want prayer, I'll probably open the prayer lines up early tonight because my time is short. So just press 1 on your keypad. I just want to say a side note to my husband who's listening. If you do have something to share before you exit, if you could just push 1 on your keypad, that way I can open your mic and you can share whatever you want to share. But I did want to say tonight, since it was a short notice for me, which is a good, it's a blessing to be here as always, the Lord just put something on my heart and I just kind of put it down. And so I'm just praying that his Ruach breath and the word of the Lord would come forth as he established and determined it to come forth. Well, actually, as it comes forth, may it be established as he's purposed it to be for this evening, for you and your household. So just pray with me as I open up. Pray this prayer for your family, for your ancestors, past, present, and future, over your household, and as well, if you're listening at a later time, the word of the Lord, the Spirit, and the word of the Lord are living and active, and they are powerful, and they will move on your behalf as soon as you open your mouth and declare it to be true in agreement with the word of God. So we thank you for the this evening. We dedicate our time to you, Father, and we ask, Lord, that the Spirit of God would have his way. You would show us your glory. We thank you that your blood is a vital part, Father God, and that the blood of Jesus, a vital part of your covenant, God, with us, God, and all those that are your calling unto your covenant, God, that the blood of Jesus shed on the cross is incorruptible. It never dies and it never loses its power. The use of the blood of Jesus, we use the blood of Jesus as a weapon to tell the enemy and its cohorts what his blood has done for us. It has ransomed us. It has covered this over our ancestors, past, present, and future. Pray this for yourself. It has ransomed. It has redeemed. It has atoned. It has justified and sanctified our ancestry bloodline. And we thank you for it, God. There's nothing like it, Lord. And may you stand tall and cover. Shed the blood of Jesus over this broadcast and every listening ear. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for our victory that we have in you in every way, God, over our sons and our daughters, our marriages, God, our aunts and uncles and cousins and offsprings, God, in any way, our descendants, Lord, we bring them up under your blood. And we declare that this evening in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. I kind of play a quick song, and then we're going to go ahead and get going.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being moved. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. Woo! Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Say, we are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we'll speak to those mountains too, and they will move. Praise the Lord. Let the word of the Lord come forth tonight. If you want prayer, please press 1 on your phone line. I'm just here for a short bit tonight, so I do want to pray for if you want to pray. Let me just tell you, the word of the Lord that he put in my heart today was double, and it was so interesting. This isn't going to be long either, because I really want to pray for you guys. I mean, I want to pray for you every time, but I want to make sure I want to pray for everyone who wants prayer. But he put on my heart double, and some of you know that have listened to me maybe on Tuesday nights, is the Lord speaks to me in double. So I started seeing these double numbers, and I said, what does this number mean? And anyway, so I started looking. I knew the Lord was speaking on double, and I felt he wanted me to declare double, and also we will not settle for half as much, that would be part of our hearts as well. We will not settle and decree and declare, we will not settle for half as much, but we declare double to every listening ear. I just pray that in Jesus' name that we would be restored double. And so sometimes, you know, when you look up, some of the words in scripture can have sometimes two meanings, kind of like fire can have, you know, a positive and a negative connotation. Well, so can the word double, right? So mostly we associate it with a positive being a double blessing. But it also can be like double-minded as well, right? So there's dual, it's both. It can be, you have to take it in context. Well, the same is true that I've come to learn with the word stronghold. Now, usually we think of it in a negative connotation, but it actually has in reference to the Lord and coming up to him, who's our strong tower, and he can be our stronghold. So it actually has a positive connotation as well. And in this particular verse that I'm going to read, it is the positive connotation. And I'll share the understanding. This is a short, so it's in Zechariah 9:12, and it says, "Return to the stronghold, O prisoners of hope. This very day I'm declaring that I will restore double to you." So we take the word of the Lord and we breathe life on it through the Spirit of God and let it fall and establish where you decree double in the lives of your saints, God, and those that are believing for things to move and to be restored redeemed, Father. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. So this word stronghold here, when I looked it up in Zechariah 9:12, it's so interesting that this particular word stronghold here is only used in this particular definition. Well, some of the definitions overlap, somewhat and they have similar meaning, but this particular one in its word and its verse is only used one time, which is interesting. If anyone listened last Wednesday, I was talking about the word renounce was only used one time in the New Testament, but then the principles were repeated, okay? So this word overlaps with its understanding and the positive connotation of who the Lord is. But this particular word here, and actually the definition with the strong definition, and then it gives a number. So guess what? The number that it gives, those numbers were actually the numbers that I was seeing when the Lord even began to lay this on my heart. So it was a confirming there as well. And it means a fortified place. Now, fortified is, let me see, where are my notes here? In the Webster, it talks, or like a fortress. So in the Webster, it talks about it provides with defense and works as protection against an attack. So this particular stronghold word is different. It has to do with coming back onto your fortified, that it will protect you from your enemies. So if you've been under a battle, I just want to tell you, we're going to come back to our fortified place and let the word of the Lord be true and declare that you will be restored double for what the enemy has been trying to attack to you. So this is another positive connotation. In Nehemiah 1:7, it says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. And in that particular place, it's talking about that word strongholds used 37 times, and it's a place of safety, protection, refuge, or that. So let me just see 1 second. So we're just going to decree double today. We're decreeing double. And I also felt maybe perhaps for those that that will receive prayer, which you just press 1 on your phone line. I don't know if some of you may be joining us tonight for the first time. But what we might want to do too is whatever day that your birthday is on, like let's say your birthday is on the 5th of the month or the 18th or the 30th or whatever, we might want to pray into that as well too, and just pray into that. I feel a little bit tonight as well. So I just thank the Lord for doing double by the power of his Spirit and just moving and coming to agreement, even with that song, the things that we prayed for, the things that we've been fasting for, let them come by the glory of God be revealed, come double, that he is true to his word. And we turn to him, as a fortified strong tower over our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for releasing your word, and let it be so on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. Okay, 936-213. Who am I speaking to? And where are you calling from? 936-213.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you. It jumped for a minute, but I can hear you now.
Hi, yes. My name is Nicole, and I'm calling from Texas.
Nicole. Okay, awesome, Nicole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Okay, you just want prophetic prayer first? Or, I don't know. Tell me what is your birthday on? Just tell me the day, like the 6th, the 8th, the...
It's the 17th.
The 17th. Okay. I just want to make sure. Now, I know that 17 has to do with a victory. I do know that. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We do thank you, Father, for Nicole, God. We thank you for Nicole, God, from Texas. Father, we thank you for your victory, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that as, Father, just the heat and the pressures, God, from life, Lord, that, or really even the testing of our faith brings perseverance, God, and it produces within us those virtues, God, that are lasting and enduring, God, and that you find precious in your sight, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for the outcome of that and the victory of your character, Lord, through the testing and the trials, God and the enduring that Nicole, Lord, and then through that process, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that your character, God, rises to the top. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for it, God, and we do declare victory over her life, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, hold on one second. Okay, it also says angelic appearances and walking with God, floodgates to be open. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that she will walk with you, God, and you would open the floodgates unto her and her household, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that even through the floodgates, God would cause things to move, Lord, would cause debris to move, would cause the things that are not tethered or sustainable to be washed away and to be moved, God, and that you would create even a bedrock, God, in her life, Lord, that would be sustaining for all purposes, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, and even it's even very strategic for even launching. I don't know if you've ever been to, I'll come back to that in a second. So, and then I thank you, Lord, for even angelic appearances, God, angelic appearances, Father, as she calls on you, Lord, and your replies to her will be angelic appearances. In Jesus' name, amen. I was going to say back to the bedrock part is, even though it can seem sometimes not cumbersome, let me think the right word, like very time-consuming or whatever to build a bedrock or whatever, but if you've ever been to Cocoa Beach where they have NASA does the launches, and when they have to take the missile or the rockets out of the building, so the building opens up like long ways, you know, because the rocket's sitting upright. And so, but they put it on this little carrying thing that rolls across. They have to get it over to the launch pad. I forget how far that is. It's like a mile something. And that particular road is very strategic in how they have the bedrock and where they have everything layered. So, the rocket moves, or the rocket moves only like 1 mile per hour. It has to move super slow so it doesn't jar anything or throw any of the balances off and yada yada. But the bedrock is actually is just very strategic in the movement before the launching happens, is I guess what I needed to share with you.
Okay, I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah. Well, amen. I just was calling in for just prayer. I'm like, everything you said is, you know, kind of on point as you were praying. It's just, you know, been, you know, doing the work and kind of being patient and going through the tests and the trials. And I think the cumbersome is salient right now, because kind of feels like, you know, when is it going to end, and when am I going to get a break? And so I was just calling in for prayer for renewed strength and just joy and happiness to come back into my life, because I think it's really just been hard for me to find any joy right now in life or happiness, and just wanting to have that fresh new joy in God again, and my relationship with Him.
Yeah.
And also for guidance in new relationships. Recently I met someone, and just wanting discernment on, you know, and guidance on whether or not this is a distraction or, you know, who God is sending to me. And so wanting to be clear and alert.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to pray for you. Hold on one second. I'm going to look up this verse that was, so Okay, so it was from Romans 5, and it says, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who is given to us. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for this hope, Lord. And I thank you for the faith that she has, Lord, because, Father, you arm us, Lord, with the gift of faith, God, to give us strength, Lord. And that I thank you, Lord, that in this, Father, and even in this word tonight, Father God, that you see her and you know her, Father God, that this would renew her strength along with her faith and her hope, Father, in Jesus' name. And I call forth, God, the joy of the Lord to be upon her, that the joy of the Lord would be her strength as well, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, just that you would do a bubbling up in a brook, Father God, of causing her load to be lighter, God. And I thank you, Lord, that even others that are listening here will carry her burden, God, and make it lighter for her, Father, that she would have this renewed hope and joy in her life, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, that you would teach her and show her what joy is, Lord. And when she recognizes it and experiences it, God, that she would thank you for it, Lord, that she would thank you for the joy that she has, Father. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. And even if that means everything that she smiles at or thinks about something that makes her smile, God, that gives her glimmers of joy, God, and sprinkling of joy in her heart, God. I thank you, God, until that saturates, Lord, her, that you would bring that forth in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for these new relationships, Father. We ask for your discernment and your guidance to be with Nicole, Father, that she would gain understanding. Hold on, I think there's a verse I'm thinking of. I don't know. Hold on. I'm typing too fast, so I'm not spelling correct.
Okay.
Okay. Go back. Okay. Yes. Okay. Proverbs 2:11. God, I pray that for Nicola, that discretion or discernment will guard her and understanding will watch over her, Father. I just thank you for that, Lord. That word, God, would be just a banner over her, Lord, over this new relationship, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that she would be able to, even with her discernment, Father, be able to ask close friends or family, Lord, even be open with her reactions or her responses to this relationship, Father, or those that know her well, Lord, could be in the workplace, that those that know her well, Lord, would be able to draw on this gained understanding and discernment, God, to cover and to protect her, Father, that you would make a provision for that as well, Lord, and that she would just even allow herself that vulnerability to Father, as we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that every good thing that you have for her, Father, that you would bring that about in Jesus' name. And we just rebuke the enemy and bind him for trying to extinguish her joy or anything that's favorable, God. So we just thank you, Father. And we pray double over her as well, Lord. Double joy, God, double happiness, double renewing, double strength, God, and you just do the establishment and double in her life, God, being her secure place and her prosperity, that even her soul would prosper, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I just wasn't really getting anything else than that when I was anything further, anyways, and the in the relationship. So,
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Yes, join us anytime.
Yes.
And this evening, back at, was it 10 o'clock? I don't know, Central, 10 o'clock Central. There'll be more prayer as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good evening, Nicole. Thanks for calling and listening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. So thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Hold on one second. Oh, no, here we go. Okay. Sometimes the phone line jumps. 903-946. Who am I talking to? And where are you calling from?
This is Janice from Oklahoma.
Janice, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Okay, well, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Do you want prophetic prayer?
I do.
And then we'll pray. Okay. And so tell me, what day is your birthday on?
It's a double digit. It's 11.
Oh, that's so awesome. And that's so weird, too. I just seen something with the number 11. Oh, it's underlined in my book. That's what it is. That's where I've seen it. Okay. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for Janice, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you would call Janice, Lord, a friend of God, Lord, that you see her as your friend, Lord. And I thank you for that, God. I thank you, Lord, even for you have her, God, even in the center of this nation and in the heartland of America, Father. I thank you for that, God. I thank you, Lord, that as you call her friend, Lord, that you do call her to intercede. And you do ask her to pray, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that she would allow herself to do that, Father, by taking your yoke upon her, God, which is light and easy, God. And that much would be accomplished, Lord, that you would even use her to resuscitate or breathe into the nation, into the heartland of America, to resuscitate it, Father. In Jesus' name, as a friend of God, I thank you, Lord, that you would just use her in the movement of God, even as that song, God, that would pray for a movement, God, that you would use her in this movement, this pouring out of the Spirit, Father, where she is, in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, that you would give her revelation, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name, hold on, Father, that you would set all things in order, God, and they would come into alignment and agreement, God, and being the head and the tail, Father God, that you are before her, above her, God, and before her and beneath her, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, just setting things in order, setting them in alignment, Father, in Jesus' name. And we just cast out any chaos, any confusion in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you'd make her foot steps steady and secure, God, that she would not fall or stumble in Jesus' name. I thank you for that, God, that she doesn't even have to look down to see where she's going to step next, God, that she walks with her head straight ahead, Father God, knowing that her path and underneath her is sound and secure and stable. And it's even like I'm seeing like a an ancient path, kind of like a brick, not pebble stone way, but you know what I mean, like a brick ancient path that you're walking on.
Yeah,
cobblestones. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for that, God, and I thank you that she would even do that in confidence. I see you walking and doing it in confidence with your head up. Like you have such the assurance of where you're going and that your steps are ordered of the Lord, that you're walking confidently. And even that verse, let me see if I can find it and remember where it is. It says, look at the ancient path. That's Jeremiah 6, I think. Let me just read it to you. Is it 6:16? Is what I want to say. Yes, this says the Lord, stand by the way and see and ask for the ancient path. Where is the good way and walk in it? And you will find rest for your soul. So I thank you, Father. We just declare that over her in Jesus' name. I see that over you in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you, God, that you are a completing God. You complete things, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And God, so we ask for double for her, Father, and her revelation and in her prophetic words in Jesus' name. So 11 is one and then one again. So one has to do with divine sovereignty. So we thank you, Father, that you would double the divine sovereignty over her life, God, and over each step and each foot, Lord, that she takes, Father. We bless her. I bless her. Bless her with your divine sovereignty in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm just basking in it right now.
What?
Is there any water? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
I was waiting to hear what you were going to say. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to, I realized you said you want a prophetic prayer and then you were going to ask for prayer. So I didn't know if that's what else I was going to ask, is if there was anything else that, anything specific.
No, I'm just in a work environment that's hard right now. It's harsh, but that's what the Lord has been telling me, to just continue walking. And then you were talking about that same thing, to keep walking it out in the cobblestones. And I'm actually from Savannah, Georgia, where there are a lot of cobblestone roads.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah, that's where I was born. And God is good, and I do believe that I am hearing him correctly. And even in the chaos, the world is very chaotic right now. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to be able to call in. And what I do, I'm kind of isolated. I work nights and I sleep during the day and I don't get out a whole lot. And so making it to church and making it around my friends. In fact, I had a lunch date today, but I was too exhausted to go to it. And so just to be able to call in and to hear people get edified and for myself also, this is a blessing. So I thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing that too. You know, my husband and I, he talks very frequently about people that work your shift, and he's like, I don't know how they could do it. I don't know how they can do it. And so it's just very interesting, because I really didn't, I didn't even know until today that I was going to be doing this today. So I just thank you. I thank everyone for calling and listening. And so I even added a little note, because those that have just joined us, you know, I was talking about double, and we're not settling for half as much when God says, I will restore double. And actually, I don't think I read the other verse I had there, which was, oh, yes. Okay. So in Zechariah, it was linked to, and I'm going to keep your mic open for a second, because I think I have something else I want to say to you. So it was linked to, Zechariah was linked to, cross-referenced in my Bible to Isaiah 61:7, and that one says, instead of your shame, you will have a double portion, and instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion. Oh, and this goes for the last caller too, although she might have, I don't know if she heard that, but therefore they will possess a double portion in their land. Everlasting joy will be theirs. So we thank you. Thank the word. God is not a man that he should lie. And if this is what he has released and have given for such a time as this, that we declare that this is the appointed time of the Lord this day, and we just release that, and that our possessions in the land are doubled, and we shout for joy over our portion that he gives us, and that it be everlasting. And we just thank the Lord. We thank the Lord instead of shame, which is no more. We speak to it to move and to be gone in Jesus' name, that we have double honor and double portions in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I mean, there's something on us today. I could just feel the Lord on it, and I'm thankful. So just release that and keep it. Just keep it going and keep it. Let it fall where it needs to fall in your spirits and in faith and let him show you that. And when you see it, even a glimmer of it, recognize it as the Lord and take it as yours. Because again, he even right before I started the program, I was taking a little bit of note, and then he even said, we will not, don't settle for half as much. So, yes.
Ooh.
So we declare that in Jesus' name. Yeah, that is good. So how did you, I was going to say, how did you in Oklahoma, is that, do you do something there? Like, are you an intercessor? I know I was praying that earlier, or?
I am led to intercede, and I have a lot of discernment that the Lord gives me from time to time, which is just precious. I would just like to be more involved, I think, spiritually than I am able to be right now, but I know that will come with time. He hasn't left me void. I still have a lot of friends who reach out, and I do have good connections, but getting into church itself is a problem right now with the job. But
I see. Yeah, I kind of see you being even like not necessarily underground, but you know, there is something that happens while we have day and we have night. There is something that happens in the night that is necessary for the day, you know, that is replenishing for the day. And I think so too is, are your prayers and this discernment that he gives you, it is replenishing into the land. I think that there's a connection with you being in the land there. And, and so he will bring it into the light when it's time. But I do think he's even doing a process in you to preparation for what will be when it comes into the light, you know?
It's coming. Yes.
So, and please call back anytime. They have, I don't know how often you call PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, but they have programs with multiple different hosts. The founder usually does Monday through Thursday at 10 Central Time. It's just excellent, excellent program for prayer, encouragement, and, you know, even Randy does little teachings sometimes, like for 25, 30 minutes before he prays. That's a good revelation, too.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And before we leave, could you pray for my family, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, Lord, I thank you. And let me just say to the other listeners as well, I still have time. If you'd like prayer, you go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. So when I'm done praying for Janice, I can open up your phone line and pray for you. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Janice's family. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for salvation to come, Lord, that you would uncap minds, that blindness would be gone, and deceptions would be removed, God, in Jesus' name, like they would
thank
even
you,
just
Lord.
Lose that hat, God, and the wind and the breath of God would come and bring the new and breathe afresh into their minds, God. To remove the discernment, God, in Jesus' name, God, that you would even unpack and untwine in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that you would give them, open their ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, God, that you would call them, Lord, if there's any prodigals, God, that you would even call them by name, God, and draw them back unto your heart, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for salvation, Lord, and just the opening of the Word of God to be upon them, Lord. We thank you, God, that all deliverance comes and through the blood of Jesus and the power of the blood, as we prayed earlier, in the name of Jesus and the Word of God. So I pray, Lord, that Janice would use the sword of the Spirit as the Word of God, that you would show her, that she would specifically say, Lord, how do you want me to pray for so-and-so? And that you would reveal your sword of the Spirit, God, as the Word of God, that she would pray over that person, Father, and make it a target prayer, you know, where Paul said, I didn't just pray aimlessly like a boxer, not having, you know, not hitting the target, God, but give them target zeroed prayers for her to pray for her loved ones according to your word, Father. And we just come into agreement with the will of God to be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless
God bless you.
Call back anytime. Thank you, Janet. Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, friends, I thank you for listening. We still have time to pray. In Jesus' name, if you'd like prayer, go ahead and push 1 on your phone line. I think Terrence and Tanisha, I think I'm saying that right, will be hosting this evening at 10, the regular Saturday night time. Just came on early today, was kind of unexpected, giving a word about double. I'd like to pray for you about double. I'd like you, even if you don't know what to pray for, you can tell me the date of your birthday. I was also opening that up as well, because some of you that now I see, the Lord leads me and speaks to me in numbers. And so he started doubling the numbers and gave me a word on double. And then when I looked up the verses, part of the Strong's and the Strong's number, you know, it has a number. The numbers for the definition of the word he led me to was actually some of the numbers that he gave me today. So you can give me your birth date number if you want as well. I'd be happy to pray for you. Actually, I'm quite delighted to pray for you. And we did a prayer of blood of Jesus at the beginning of this. You can go back. Go ahead and put a side note in there for double, and we're not going to settle for half as much. The Lord told me that right before I opened up the line. So we declare double in Jesus' name, according to Zechariah 9:12, Isaiah 61:7, Nahum 1:7, Psalm 18:2. Thank you in Jesus' name. Okay, caller 817-473. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from, please?
Hello, this is Rhonda from Texas.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
Hi. With a birthday of 9/9, September the 9th.
Oh, that's awesome. That's actually,
yes, ma'am.
I like that number. Okay. So thank you, Lord, for Rhonda, Lord. Okay. Okay. So thank you, Father. All right. My jawline him. Okay, Father, I thank you for Rhonda, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that you would bless her, Lord God, with double. Lord, I thank you, Father, for even evangelism, Father, to be doubled in Jesus' name. And actually, evangelism and the fruits of the Spirit, the 9 fruits of the Spirit, which are, I mean, okay, I know we know them as 9 fruits of the Spirit, but sometimes we can think of, like, the priest had the fruit, the pomegranate at the, you know, it was one fruit, but opening up inside, there were many seeds within that one fruit, you know? So sometimes I think of the fruit of the Spirit as it's one fruit with many seeds, but others would recall to it as the fruits of the Spirit, if that makes sense, but I'm not being dogmatic. I just wanted to share that. And so, because what I see too is that within this gift of evangelism and the fruits of the Spirit, we bring forth, I know a lot of people that, like my husband has a gift of evangelism, and a lot of people when they evangelize, they pray for fruit, that fruit would come, and they receive fruit. I see when that happens, you know, and so and so I know there's the verse where it talks about some plant and some water, and God gives the increase, and he does give the increase. So I pray for the increase. I pray for increase upon increase for Rhonda in Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for that, God. Wow. Wow. Something increase upon increase, so like handfuls upon handfuls, God, and just giving unto you your portion of increase upon increase. I thank you, Father. And Lord, I just pray for every seed that she's sown, God, that it would come back to her, Father, as an increase upon increase and double in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you, Father, it's your delight to encourage your sons and daughters, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, God, for the perfecting of the Holy Spirit and the movement in her life, Lord, to the fullness of the blessing in Jesus' name, Lord. And we just bind the enemy, God. We bind the serpent, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that she has the authority to crush him and put him under her foot in the name of Jesus and to silence him In Jesus' name, I thank you, God, just for even that warrior heart, Lord, that there's no, she's fearless, God, and she just takes care of it when she sees it to take care of it, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. I receive it, my sister. I receive it. I've heard evangelism since 2015 at the last church I was at, that my pastor, she ended up passing away, but when she first met me, that's what she spoke into my life was evangelism. And I do that even at my job, just try to uplift people and encourage them and share the word when there's an opportunity. You know, sometimes we don't always have to be beating them down with the Bible, but it's always ways for us to encourage them through the word. So I know Amen. That the Father has placed that assignment on my life, and I love it. I enjoy it because it's, you know, it's just a blessing to be used in the body of Christ. So I'm grateful for that, and I just thank him. No Amen. Complaints. I'm just grateful to be in his will, and he allowing me to do his will and that serve him and bring others unto him. So I thank you for that beautiful word. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I'm sure you do encourage much. I can even almost hear it in your voice that you're an encourager. And I know most people who have the natural gift of evangelism, they do just that. They never would beat somebody up with the Bible. They're very encouraging. And they very much, like my husband does this, he can very much hear, I don't know, he's so keen to, like he can, by the comments people make or the sentences they make, he's so keen to where their soul is. And yeah. And I don't know if maybe it's mixed with the discerning of spirits with him, I'm not sure. But I do know to say this, is that evangelistic people, love the soul of the person, and they're going to care for it to encourage it to come up under Christ. So God bless you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
So precious.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, and you know, like in the times that we're living in, God is also showing us things, you know, exposing things that's of darkness. Because like the other day I was reading something on Facebook to where a minister, I don't really know this minister. He sent me a friend request, but I'm friends with a lot of people that know him. And he was putting some stuff on Facebook, and I was like, well, that's not, that don't make any sense. So I had just commented and just, you know, shared that, you know, that we got to preach Christ and him crucified, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. And this man got so upset with me, and he deleted me. I mean, I think he blocked me and deleted me, and I was like, ooh, Jesus. But God is just showing us that there's a lot of people that's in the body of Christ that's doing their will, their own personal ambition, and they're really drawing people away from the word because a lot of them are not in the word. And see, like last week, every morning I got up to get my mother-in-law up and prayed and stuff, I kept hearing, get in the word, put your nose in that word. We got to get in that word. We got to put the word on the inside of us because the days that we're living in is part of the end time ministry. So there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to come that you think is going to be, you know, because it's going to sound good, it's going to look good, but it's going to be some stuff in there to try to stray people away. And that's why I just thank the Father for people like you all, you know, get on here on PGN and on these different places, prayer lines, and pray for people and encourage people because it takes dedication, but most of all, it takes love. You got to love Christ to want to be able to help his people. So I just thank the Father for y'all that y'all are pouring back into people, you know, spending your time and uplifting people because this is what people need because people are being drawn to things that they think that Christ is in it, and sometimes Christ is not always in it. And see, everybody is not spirit-filled. And when you're not spirit-filled, you don't have discernment because there is no connection. You know, the Holy Spirit is what connects us to Christ. And when we don't have that, we're just kind of in a place of being saved, but we kind of don't have everything that we need, and we need the Holy Spirit. And you have some people that's out there saying that that's not necessary, but We need the Holy Spirit on the inside of us so it can help us. It's our helper. So, again, I'm just
amen. I totally agree.
Because you bless me, all of y'all. Y'all bless me. It's like soothing. I love to get on here and listen. Even sometimes I don't press one. I just love to hear y'all flowing in the prophetic and tearing down these strongholds, pulling down these strongholds in people's life and destroying the yokes. And you can see the difference. Spiritually, you can see the difference because you can hear the growth in so many people's voices that continue to get on here. They keep coming back because they know it's truth here. It's nothing fake.
Yeah.
It's nothing, you know, it's the truth. And I'm just, you know, blessed beyond measures for Randy just continue to just go forth and be obedient and just pour seeds. And y'all pouring seeds into people's life because where y'all are pouring them, somebody's going to water them, and God is doing the increase. So I just thank him for you all.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, there's so much wisdom in everything you just said. So power-packed, little power-packed snowball there. So good. Thank you so much for taking time to share that. We do need to be in the Word. I was listening to someone the other day say, I forget what pastor, it was more of a, or maybe it was, I think he's already passed on. Maybe it was more of a person who was doing revival or something. But like revival library type of thing, and he was saying that he before he has his food in the natural, he wants to make sure he eats his spiritual food first to be so he would be in the Word first before he would have his breakfast. You know, I thought,
mm-hmm.
oh, that's a good
mm-hmm.
little analogy
yeah.
you know, to get. You know,
yeah.
even if it's a snack, you know, just
mm-hmm.
to get.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good reminder, you know, like a good visual and a good reminder.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, so. For the days ahead.
And that word is powerful. If that's the first thing we put up in us in the mornings when we get up, that word is going to just lead you and direct you and guide you in the way that you should go. Even when the enemy try to rise up against you, that word that you have already put on the inside of you is going to keep you and it's going to sustain you. Even if the enemy has set up your downfall for that day, when you put that word on the inside of you, that word is going to take you all the way to the end of the earth. That's why it's so important that we put it on the inside of us because it's going to work for us. It works together for our good, but we got to put it. And I tell myself that every day because, like I say, I encourage people, but I have to encourage myself because sometimes you get up and you feel like weary and, let me go back and put this word in me. And, like, they got the Bible today on your phones. You can even play them.
Yes.
So, like, sometimes people say, well, I don't have time. No, we got to make time for the word because the word made time for us. So we got to make time for the word because Jesus, the living word, he made time for us. That's why he came back here to save us. Redeem us and restore us. So we got to make time for the word. We got to. But I thank you, my sister, and I love you, and thank you for pouring into me. And I just ask the Father to continue to bless you and your husband and the ministry that you all have on the inside of you, that you just continue to just be the blessing that he have called you to be.
Amen. Thank you. I received that prayer. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you. Bless you. Thanks for calling and listening.
God bless you too. Enjoy. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good evening. Bye. So good. God, so good. Okay. 251-342. 251-342. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from, please?
Latrice from Alabama.
Latrice from Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. How are you doing this evening?
It is well. It is well. In spite of.
Hey, Latrice, tell me, what day of the month is your birthday fall on? The
January?
12th? No, I mean, like, what day of the month? What?
Sorry, the 15th.
The 15th. Okay. Okay.
Yes. I'm the King's King.
Hey, now this is weird. Where? Oh, 15. Okay, I was going to say, it jumped. My thing jumped from 14 to 16. I'm like, where is 15? but I see it now. Okay, so I'm just praying over people prophetically, Latrice from Alabama. And then I was also blessing them with the month of their birthday for double. So we're just praying double tonight. And you can go back and listen to the first part of this if you need to at a later time, in case you missed that part. And then I was going to pray on the birthday part for you. So, Father, I thank you for Latrice, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We just lift her up to her, God, and ask that you would reveal what you desire to reveal over her, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father, for anything that you need to divide, like the wheat and the tares, Father. Lord, that you would make that division, Father, that needs to be done. Lord, I know in your word it says to leave them until the harvest comes, God. But anything that would not cause harm or any reason that you would not want it to be removed prior to your word, the understanding of your word, which I don't know all of it. That's why I'm giving it to him, Father. But I ask for that to be removed, God. Anything that's over her head maybe that she can't see that is blocking her view, Father, from seeing you in the field and in the workplace, God, and down the horizon. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that her head would rise above. And
thank
that you would
Lord.
Cause that to happen, Lord, that you would take those things that are out of her visual view, Lord, that that are blocking her, Father, that she might be able to walk freely and freely amongst you, God, in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. And I thank you, Father, for your grace, that God had of the grace to be upon her life. We speak grace and grace to it in Jesus' name. Any delivering
thank
grace,
Lord.
Father, that needs to come, Lord, we just we speak double to that, Lord, as your word
thank
says.
Lord.
And I'm not, Father, but that you would bring that to pass in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for just an increase of energy, Lord, that she might need in her physical body, Lord. And as I said earlier, our faith, the gift of faith that you've given, it causes us to have strength, Lord. I ask with that, God, that you would cause an energy to come. Lord, sometimes when I get encouraged in the faith, it feels energizing to me. This is one way I can say it. Like all of a sudden I feel like I get another, like a second wind or something. Like just something energizing to it. All the other things and like seem to be pushed aside. So, Lord, we ask for that, Lord, to be upon her in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you, Lord, Lord, that you are her defender and provider and redeemer, God, and that you see her as the bride of Christ, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you see her as the bride of Christ. So I'm seeing, like when I first started praying about in the field and that your head would rise above so that you could see. So the whole, pretty much everything I was praying, I kept like getting a, a different like slideshow of the advancement of what was happening up with you in this field and the Lord taking care of it so that you could see and you could walk. And then your walk became lighter and it became more freer. And more delightful, almost like a, almost like you'd see in a commercial, maybe like, not necessarily spinning and not necessarily dancing, but very gliding and very joyous, and very freeing.
Thank you, Lord.
So I thank you for that, Lord. And then I'm turning into the bride of Christ, which is great intimacy and great exchange of knowing that he's with you and that he hears you and you are a part of his body or a part of his delight, a part of his, plan and purpose on earth. Like all of that is instilled and engrafted onto your person as you are delighting yourself before him in this field. So I thank you, Father, for the process that you're bringing her through, Father God. Again, that's grace and grace to it in Jesus' name. We thank you for the strength of the faith, God, that rises up within her, Lord. And we just ask that the breath of God would breathe upon her in Jesus' name. We speak to every mountain as well, Lord, that mountains that need to be removed. We speak to them to move in the name of Jesus by faith. in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, God, that she would indeed likewise be one this evening, Lord, that comes, that returns, as I read in Zechariah 9:12, returns to her stronghold, God, for she has hope, God, and that we declare over her that she's restored double, Father. I thank you, God, just for the returning to her fortified place, Father, and that her, the enemies would be tethered and bound in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, indeedy. We were on point, spot on.
Oh, bless the Lord. God is so good, so, so good.
Yes, and even in the workplace, I'm believing God to continue to do some things and to claim souls for the kingdom. And there were some people that were removed and demoted, so that should be, I should be freer to do some things. And I have been a little de-energized, if there's such a word, but I'm believing God to continue to strengthen my body as I go through some issues with it. However, I do believe that he's well able, and it will be on track. Indeed, there is increase that is coming in every area of my life.
Amen.
So it was just on spot on. And I'm believing, well, I know that he's going to do it, and it shan't be long. And trying not to get distracted by what I see and forget about what he sees. Trying to go with what I heard him say rather than what I see. And I'm believing God for that. Yeah.
Yes, amen. Well, he does delight in you trusting him. I don't know if I read Psalm 18:2. It says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." So praise the Lord. I'm sorry. And I guess when you were saying trust, the Nahum 1:7 was stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. So praise God.
Hallelujah. And it is well. And there is a, I was asked for my resume by a young lady, and I believe that door may open as well, but the word was trust the process. So that's where I am. Because I don't want to miss the move of God. Not to be distracted. Stay focused and go with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good
Amen.
Stuff. Good
so
stuff. Well, praise the
thank
Lord.
Thank you yet again, Deborah. And I enjoyed you, and you have a great evening.
Thank you, Latrice. We enjoyed praying for you, too. So bless you. We're encouraged. I look forward to hearing, the outcome. So bless you.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Thank you. Okay,
thanks. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay. 862-812. Who am I talking to and how am I pray for you?
Hi, 862. Carol, how are you?
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is Carol from New Jersey. How are you?
Oh, good, Carol. How are you?
Very well. I'm just having some quiet time with the Lord today, and it's nice to have a peaceful day.
Yes. It is. I know Saturday. I like that about Saturday too. It's like a little prep day before Sunday. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
So let me just ask you, because I was asking the others, and I just want to let everyone else know, too, that's on the line that's still listening that's dialed in. I know there's some people who listen in on the Internet. But if you do want prayer, I mean, you're welcome to call in for prayer as well. But those that are dialed in, too, if you would like prayer, you need to press 1 on your keypad because I need to end early this evening. Or not early. I need to actually end on time. I seem to run over. So I have about 20 minutes left. So if you do want prayer, just press 1 and then I can get you in. But we're going to go ahead and pray for Carol. But what I was going to ask you, Carol, what is your birthday falls on what day of the month?
The 29th.
Like the 18th? The 29th.
Okay. The 29th.
Pardon me?
The 29th.
Mm-hmm. 2-9. Okay.
You need to know the month or not?
No, not the month. Just the, maybe I'm asking it in my backwards. But I did meant the 29th. Yeah. What day of the month? Is that right?
Yeah. What day of the month is the 29th? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So thank you, Lord. So, Father, I just pray for Carol right now in Jesus' name, Lord. We just lift her up to you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Bring her up under your altar, up under your covering, up under your banner, Father, in Jesus' name. And, you know, there's that song or a while ago, or not a while ago, but an older song where it talks about his banner over me is love. I think children sometimes sing it. And so, but that banner over you that is love is actually a high up banner. So in times of battle, and they would go out and have to do battle, and they needed to know back where their safe haven was, or back, because the dust would fly up and it would be being kicked up and stuff, and through the so they would look up, which that's significant as well, but they would look up and they would see the banner. They would see the banner with their name on it in time of war, so they knew where their safe haven was. They would go back to the right camp, and the Lord declares that his banner over you is love, and to keep looking up in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that you would even supply for her. Okay, I'm seeing with your number, let me see, Father, just an establishment and a confirmation of your support, God, that you have for her in her expectation. So I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Father, just an establishment, Lord, of your support and the expectation that she has in you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord God, that you would make that a sure foundation for her, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then I'm also seeing a verse. Let me see if I can pull it up, because sometimes I don't remember it as I think I would like to. And then I end up saying it backwards. But okay, yeah, it's this verse. Let our sons and their youth be as grown-up plants and our daughters as corner pillars, fashioned in palace style. So this is the New American Standard, Psalm 144. Psalm 144, and I'm not sure. I know let our sons, grow up as plants, and our daughters in corners.
Psalm 144, what's the verse, or it's just the whole?
That one's the 12, whole. Verse 12.
Psalm 144, verse 12. I'll have to look that up.
Uh-huh. Let me go to just a different version, because that one's bothering me. I can't believe I just said that. Okay, so it's this is the one, how I know it. This was, okay. That our sons may be as plants growed up in their youth, and that our daughters may be as pillars, sculptured in palace style. And so, okay, yes, I was seeing a pillar in the one of the little facets that go around the pillar there. I guess it's the style of the pillar. I suppose it is. So I'm thinking he meant that's how he sees you. You know, I mean, you are his daughter. but it may be a generational thing as well. I'm not sure, but
I don't know what that means, maybe. But I just have to look.
And maybe he just likes your style. Maybe he likes your style. He sees you as a pillar, and he likes your style. What?
Oh, I just know that I'm looking for a job, and I'm right now praying for a job and put some applications in where I believe God wants me to work, and I don't know. It's just like, Lord Jesus, I just want to do what he wants me to do. That's about it.
Okay. I know transition is hard. I know that we have our family is on the verge of a lot of transition as well. I mean, like, you know, it's like multiple transitions. So, Lord, I just pray, Lord, for Carol and this transition, God, as she looks for a job, Lord. We ask, Father, and we just take the keys, God, that you've given us, Lord, and we open the door, God, that she's to have the job, God, that you've purposed and planned for her, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, just open the door, Father God. Open the opportunity. Open her eyes, God, to and open her resume, God, to come across the table and fall on the eyes of grace, God, in favor, Lord, to call her in for an interview, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Just thank you, God, that you would purpose the establishment, Lord. Hold on a second. Oh, yes, that's what I was praying for you, that he would purpose the establishment of your expectation. That has to do, I think, with your job. Lord, that you would continue to do that, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Just even as I was praying, he was just confirming again what he spoke earlier. But we dispense that upon her job, God, and we ask that you would bring it forth in Jesus' name.
So whatever that means, establishment and support for the job, I guess I'll have to pray about it and ask God what he means by that.
Yeah, establishment and support for the expectation. So, I mean, you're expecting a job and, you know, but he would give you support and he would bring the establishment of the job. I'm thinking all of those go together. They sound like they do. Mm. Now, I don't know the Psalm 144. I don't know, because I kind of seen a pillar and then heard that voice and then heard that verse, excuse me. So I don't know if that's something over, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure if that's something specifically he was speaking to you or over your household, or something that you will participate in. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't have,
I don't know, but he'll reveal it to me, and I'm trusting in him, and I thank you for your, for PG, and it's such a blessing, and thank you for being a blessing, and may you be blessed in your ministry.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening and calling it. We count it a privilege, so. Bless you too.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye. 903-653. Who am I speaking to? And where are you calling from, please? 903-653. Can you hear me? 903-653.
Vicky from Texas.
Vicky?
Yes, ma'am.
Vicky from Texas. Okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us. Okay. What can I ask you, what day of the month is your birthday on?
The 30th.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Okay. So good, because I don't know if you were with us when we opened, but my opening prayer was on the blood of Jesus, and I asked everyone to pray for themselves over their own ancestry line, past, present, and future, as I prayed through the blood of Jesus and how it's vital in our covenant. And the 30th has to do with the blood of Christ. So, and as I'm ending the show, it's interesting that right where I started, I'm ending. So we thank you for, God, just a consecration of maturity, Father, and Vicky, Father, that you're doing through the blood of Jesus, Lord, that you're teaching her, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And Jesus was 30 when he began his ministry. Joseph and David began to rule then as well. So we thank you, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you, Father, that even when we lament, God, there's a purpose for that. And there's an outcome, God, but then, yeah, there's fruit, Lord, that comes forth from that as well, God. I thank you, Lord, that nothing is hidden from your eyes through Vicky's life, Lord, in Jesus' name. And even, Vicky, I'm seeing the state of Texas, and, of course, we all know it's a very large state, and but I just see, like, the Lord has you on that little, he put that little pin right where you are, right where Vicky is. He put that little pin there, and he knows you like you're on the map of his heart. And Lord, that you would set the compass of Vicky's heart. Let the default be on God always, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, even if she doesn't have the full understanding, but let the default of her heart and the compass of her heart, God, and where she goes, Lord, be on Jesus and be on you, Father God. I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, is there anything else? Because I just keep seeing the map again with the pin cushion. So we thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord, that you just are zeroed in with her, Lord, and just dialed in. And you take delight even where to find her, God. I think he takes delight in how he finds you, like in your posture with him. And he takes delight in that. And he has you marked for a reason. I mean, and I don't know what that is. Like, I don't see a revelation on that. I'm not hearing a verse or anything. But he definitely has you marked and knows where to find you. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And I'm also just asking prayer, excuse me, for my husband who's going to court on the 20th of next month.
Okay. Is he looking to be, like, exonerated, or?
I don't know yet. We're hoping that it just be dismissed. That's what we're praying and asking for.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said we're just praying and asking and agreeing that it be dismissed.
Dismissed, okay. I didn't know that one word. Okay. Okay, so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Vicky's husband, Lord. We come into agreement with their prayers, Lord. Father, in the court, Lord, as your word says, to not worry about what you're going to say before you're going to say it. So I ask, Lord, that that even their tongue would be and the words upon their lips and their mouth, God, that you would place them there, Lord, and even use their advocate, their lawyer, to work in their favor and their behalf, Father. And we ask, Lord, again, Father, in agreement, Lord, that her husband, Lord, these charges would be dismissed, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Man.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on. I see the Lord meeting your husband when he talks to him. And now, like as he's talking to him now and the place that he's at, I just see the Lord's with him. So.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Like he's hearing him. He's hearing him.
Yes.
And he's with him. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for calling. I don't know if there's anything else, or
No, ma'am, that's it. And I thank you for it, and everyone continue to have a blessed night.
Thank you so much, Vicki, for listening and letting us pray for you. We count it a privilege. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. But thank you very much.
Okay, have a good night. Okay. Let me just see if there's one more thing here. I do want to end with a song, The Way, because Jesus is the way. So again, we're just closing where we're opening, which is the blood of Jesus, and we declare the appointed time of the Lord, which is we acknowledge that's what a decree is acknowledging the possessing of it. So so we do that by double in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Tanisha and Tara. Am I saying that right? I know it's T and T. So the power of God and the move of God will continue this evening with your next PGN hosts, which are awesome. They're amazing. And you can call back in and they will pray for you this weekend. And I'm sure there's someone on the lineup as well for Sunday. So bless all of you listeners, and we just bless you with double. And let's not settle for half as much either, but we declare double honor and double according to the word of God and the release of the word of God, and come back to a fortified place in him. We thank you, God, that you fortify us from our enemies. In Jesus' name, bless you, bless you, bless you.
Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion. You are my hiding place. Oh, I believe you are the way, the truth. Set on.